And now to last night's troubling emergency landing of SkyWest Flight 5622. It landed in Buffalo while traveling from Chicago to Hartford. SkyWest initially said the pilot performed the emergency landing because one passenger had passed out. But according to medical personnel, two more passengers also lost consciousness during the flight. A nurse who was on board said she came to their aid, and she and other passengers also started feeling ill. Then panic swept through the cabin as the plane rapidly descended. Clive Irving is an aviation expert and contributor to the Daily Beast. And Clive, the FAA says initial information indicated the jet may have had a depressurization problem, but they later concluded that was incorrect. So what are your thoughts from a distance, certainly, but if the FAA says it wasn't a loss of cabin pressure, what does that tell you?
This is a classic case, I think, one of the worst cases I've known, actually, of misinformation and garbled stories. It's been a very difficult story to cover, as you know, because it's gone through several versions. Mm-hmm. And so it's very important to say what didn't happen. I don't think it was a depressurization problem, because the clue to that is the oxygen masks would have been dropped down for the passengers had that been the case. And as far as I know, they were not dropped down. Mm-hmm. But I think what we're dealing with here is a situation in airlines now where people are easily spooked, and there's nothing spooks people more than a sudden descent, particularly in association with what happened with the Germanwings flight, which is also a sudden descent.
Well, in this case, the plane dropped for 8 minutes, nearly 7,000 feet a minute.
Yeah, well, that's pretty standard. If the pilot feels that he's got to go down to 10,000 feet, which is where, if there is a depressurization problem, then the pressure outside the plane and inside the plane becomes equalized. So there's a contradiction here in that the pilot apparently did something which he would normally do if there were a depressurization problem, but there wasn't a depressurization problem, everybody now says. So why did they make that rapid descent? Mm-hmm. And it can't be just because some of the passengers were affected and others were not, because depressurization is not selective. If you have any kind of depressurization, it can sometimes occur because of a door. If the door seal is defective or is not being closed properly, you can get what's called a very slow leak. But it doesn't just affect the people sitting near the door. It would affect the whole cabin. So there's another problem in understanding what happened here. And I think both the FAA and the airline need to come up with a very clear explanation, because there are these spooky associations with sudden descents. Yeah. Because, you know.
Well, the nurse we mentioned said she was called to help a passenger who passed out, and that person recovered after being given some oxygen. The nurse went back to her seat and was called back. The person next to the person who had passed out had also passed out. So people were passing out and then recovering when being given oxygen.
Yes. Well, there again, you see, you have this paradox. And there isn't any mechanical or other kind of explanation.
Well, obviously, the investigations continue. What just one question would you ask?
I would want to know what caused the pilot to make that sudden dive. Was it something that he saw on his instrumentation, or was it a miscommunication between the cabin staff and the flight deck? Because someone spoke to someone and said they got a problem, and the pilot's response was to do that. We need an answer exactly to what did the pilot do and why did he do it.
Yeah. That's Clive Irving, aviation expert, contributor to the Daily Beast. Clive, thank you.
You're welcome.